Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say service in Chinese. We have Michael Schneider. Michael, he is the founder of a company called Service. Hi, Michael. 你好。
你好, Xiao Lan. Great to be with you.
Yeah, nice to see you. Okay, service. The way to say service in Chinese, we say 服务。
服务,
I think
I can do that.
Yeah, 服务。服务。服务。But before we go into the detail, maybe we can think about the Chinese name for your company now. 服务。
That sounds great. I need to change the logo.
No, you don't need to change the logo. Maybe just add one more line somewhere. And 服务 is service. Right. It's a fascinating story about your company. Can you share with us a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I started the company because I wasn't getting enough 服务 in my life.
Yeah.
Anytime I had a problem with a company, whether it was a delayed flight or a missing package or some overbilling issue, any kind of customer service issue, mm-hmm. I was really frustrated and I was tired of doing the issues myself. I wanted to be able to push a button, take 30 seconds to explain what happened, and then have somebody else handle my issue.
Right.
So that's exactly what we created. And if you go to getservice.com or you look at service in the App Store, it really can save you a lot of time and a lot of money.
Right. And then you have the automated process to do that, or you have human intervention one by one, or the mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both. We found that the best services come with a little bit of human intelligence and mm-hmm. a lot of software automation. So we're doing both.
Right. Okay. You know, the Chinese character for 服务, there are two different characters. The first one, 服, it sounds like F-U, 服, the second tone. The original meaning was actually the prisoners being captured during the war.
Wow.
Yeah. And then,
such a serious, dark meaning.
It is. And then, of course, what prisoners do when they are captured, they need to obey. So they obey your demand and your request. They obey, do anything you want. So now you get 服务 with the prisoners with you.
You know, that's so interesting because I'm sure passengers that are stuck on airplanes for hours or people that need something and are stuck on hold for hours probably feel like prisoners at that moment.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So 服务, of course, the ancient time was those prisoners being captured during the war, forced to do all sorts of labor work people wanted them to do. And nowadays that means to obey something, and then gradually evolved into the meaning to serve something. And then 物, 物 is actually a very simple concept about the labor work, the tasks people need to do. So 服务 together, that means service.
I love it. Thank you for explaining that.
Right. So now with the company handling 服务, is that the form of app or the combination of web across platforms? Can you explain a little bit? Is that only in America or that's international?
So we will solve any customer service issue, any 服务, anywhere in the world.
Yep.
It's not just America. It just has to be a legitimate issue. We won't solve something if you're just trying to get money from the company. But if it's a legitimate issue, we'll solve it. It is an app in the iOS store called Service.
Yep.
And it is a website called getservice.com.
Right.
And if anyone is listening with an Android device and is starting to hate me, don't hate me. We're going to have an Android app soon. But the website works great for Android.
Right. And then, of course, the user interface for the moment is all in English, I guess.
It is in English, yes. We're not set up to handle
Chinese
issues
in China.
if it needs to be in Chinese, we're not set up for it today, unless maybe I'll give you a call and have you conference in and try to resolve it.
Or if I say, oh, gosh, my cousin is captured and detained in North Korea. Can you provide the 服务?
I'm going to call Seth Rogen and see if we can get him in there to try to negotiate a hostage resolution.
Right. And in the 服务, since you started, what was the most ridiculous and bizarre or laughable 服务 you had to provide?
Actually, I have a very good one, and it involves Chinese. There was a woman from Hong Kong, actually, that flew to Paris, France.
Yep.
She went to the Galerie Lafayette, which is a very famous shopping department store.
Yep.
And she purchased some shoes. She then flew back to Hong Kong, where she lives. She opened the box, and she had two left shoes.
What?
And no right shoe. And so this woman somehow found 服务, she found service, and she file a case with us, and we had to call the Galerie Lafayette in Paris. And actually, they were amazing. The manager was great, and they sent her a new pair of shoes for free because they felt bad.
That's incredible.
But that was sort of an international case with something in Hong Kong, something in France, and we're, of course, in Los Angeles.
Wow. So now she has three left shoes and one right shoe, or she has two pairs.
Something like that, yes. Okay. Something like that.
Okay, maybe someone will need that. Someone will find that useful.
It's a very specific case that I hope we don't have to do again.
Right. Okay. You know, Fu is often connected with a customer. So shall we also learn about how to say customer?
Yes. Great.
So to say customer, we say 客人.
客人.
客人. And 人 means person. And 客 is the guest. So person who comes to your shop, your restaurant, they are the guests, so they are the customers. So 客人.
So you hope that the 客人 does not need 服务?
We hope not, but I guess they probably need it. So 客人 is the physical people who come to your shop. That's the generic one, 客人.
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 Is a 客人 also if I buy something online?
Yeah, 客人, that's right, 客人. Okay. And 客人 can be also if you are, you have host a party and then, the guests come to your house, your friends and family and maybe acquaintance and neighbors, you can also call them 客人.
Okay.
客人. But to use a customer service, when you link it together, we actually use 客户.
客户.
客户. And 客 is the same 客. That's just like 客人, 客, that means a guest, the person who come, and 户, that actually means household.
Okay.
So it's like a hood, it's like hood.
客户.
Who is like hood. Yeah, so the customer hood, so customer, 客户.
So the whole thing is 客户, 户.
Wow, are you a genius? I haven't even told you.
No, I'm just using Chinese and I get it.
You got it. 客户服务.
It's customer service.
It's customer service. Okay, since you are so clever, let me give you a little bit more complication to make it easier. Okay, so 客户服务 is the full word of customer service.
Okay.
So 客户服务 is customer service. Sounds a bit too long, so Chinese people, they are very clever. They cut into two and shorten them. Just like in English, you often shorten things like edutainment, that type of thing. You put two things together, education, entertainment. So they do the same thing in Chinese. So 客户服务, you can also sometimes say 客服.
客服.
Yeah, and then 客, remember, is the guest. And 服 used to be prisoner. And now they obey what you do. They provide you service. So 客服.
客服.
客服. So I remember when I had an internet business in Taiwan and Beijing, very often we mixed Chinese jargons with English jargons. So we would say 客服 department.
Interesting.
So which department is that?
客服 department.
Yeah, that's the customer service department.
Okay.
And then your entire company is based on doing 客服.
客服. So maybe our Chinese name is just 客服.
Maybe, yeah, maybe you can. But be careful because you probably know this. When you register a trademark or company name, when it's way too generic, they may not let you use the name.
Yeah, my attorneys begged me not to call the company service. They said it was very generic.
I bet.
And
yeah.
I said I was going to go with whatever is easiest for the customer. And so
right.
I like most internet companies these days have these very strange names with very strange spellings.
Yep.
I like having a simple name that's real English, no misspellings that people can remember.
Right. And then you eventually got that trademark and that the company registration.
We could not trademark service. It's too generic. But
right.
We have a tagline called Make It Right. And that we did trademark.
I love that one. Make It Right.
Make It Right.
Okay. Make It Right. Next time we can talk about how to say Make It Right in Chinese.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we talk about something very important because we need it every day, not the prisoners, but the service from not only people around you, not your local restaurants, but also from Michael's service. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.